Moses, desiring to know more about God, asked, "Please show me your glory." God, in his mercy, explained that a sinner cannot see the face of God and live. Yet he was willing to show Moses as much of his glory as possible. And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you can stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Moses saw God's back. God's face was hidden. Yet even with this glimpse of God's glory, Moses was overwhelmed. He truly knew of God's love, grace, and mercy. The all-creating Lord showed Moses enough of his glory that Moses was able to lead the rebellious children of Israel for the next 40 years. Unlike the other prophets, Moses was in the presence of God. He did not simply see visions or hear God's voice. Isaiah and Ezekiel saw angels, and David wrote the Psalms under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but they did not behold even God's back in the same way as Moses. This is more than an interesting story, for it impacts the church today. We will look at this more closely in the days to come. May our Lord grant that you see Him in His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.